So as we enter into the Word of God, we hear John the Baptist say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Wow. And in the scripture, that's really the first person to proclaim Jesus in that way. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Wow. And people around him would have said, How do you know this? They'd say. And he would explain to them that in his prayer life, he would have experienced God, the one God, saying to him, "Whoever you baptize and whoever the Spirit rests upon, he is the one. He is the one. Now for us, it really is the same thing. God speaking to us in our prayer, God speaking to us in the Word of God, God speaking to us in the Mass, God speaking to us in our families, God speaking to us at work, God speaking to us at school. So the part of the question for us right out of the gate in the Gospel is, are we open and ready to hear Jesus in our life, to experience Jesus in our life, to experience the miracle of his love in our lives? For St. John the Baptist, it was a behold moment. You know, one of those moments where, pow! God's love is ours. God's love is ours. And that's really meant for each of us. If we're open to God's love in that way, if we're open to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, who takes away our sins, then those are really behold moments in which God loves us, God blesses us. One of the blessings that I get to do as a priest is to be able to hold Jesus in the form of the bread, that is his body, and the form of the wine, which is his blood. And I get to say to you, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Wow! Wow! I mean, it really is a wow moment every time I get a chance to do that. And then you respond. Remember your response?
Amen.
It's not amen yet. What's your response? So, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under the roof of my house of faith, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Wow! God healing our souls in that moment. And so when we come up to receive his body and blood, and we receive the prayer, the body of Christ or the blood of Christ, and we say then, amen, it's yes, let it be so in my life right now, that my sins be forgiven and that I experience the miracle of Jesus' love in my life. In that moment, it's a change moment. It's meant to be a change moment. It's meant to be a glorious miracle moment for us. The other gift we receive is when we receive him in the Sacrament of Reconciliation Confession. That's a behold the Lamb of God moment also, because we receive forgiveness. And the last time I checked, Walmart did not have a section on forgiveness. Really didn't. That really was meant to be a funny for y'all, so. So when we encounter Jesus Christ in our lives, it really is meant to be a life-changing moment. A moment when his love pours over us and touches us and blesses us. And one of the reasons he came, as a lamb to die for us, is to say to us, I have given my life for you, and I have given my life for the world. A world that does not respect life. I have given my life, he says, for that world, that there may be salvation, and that there may be a change of heart in this world. Now, how do we come in? We come in our experience of him, to be able to share that with the world, That's what our witness is about. That's what the rosary was about. That's why we approached Mary, the mother of God, right before this Mass, to say that we want to be a people of prayer that speak life to the world, a world that is speaking death, and a world that is really beginning to move in a direction that has lost itself, lost its way. That's why Jesus came, to show us the way. That's why Jesus came, to say that God's love is the way, the truth, and the life for each and every one of us. That's also why we'll make a public statement after communion. We will take the body of Christ from here and the Lamb of God from here and process through downtown Biloxi to say that we believe with the power of Jesus in our lives that he loves us and he has given his life as the Lamb of God for the sins of the world, especially for the sin of death and the society of death. Salvation has been won in him. The victory has been won in him. As St. Paul has told us, we are the children of God. And blessed are the children of God in a very special way. We hear St. John the Baptist again say to us, hold on, behold! Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God for me who takes away my sins, he says, to each and every one of us. We take that to the altar and we're lifted up by that power.